America's words carry weight and meaning, as they have since independence. The actions of this great nation matter even more.
And so this afternoon, for only the second time in almost exactly 250 years of separated history, a British monarch addressed a joint meeting of Congress with an appeal to unity.
Whatever our differences, whatever disagreements we may have, we stand united in our commitment to uphold democracy, to protect all our people from harm, and to salute the courage of those who daily risk their lives in the service of our countries.
That line, an echo of the first and before today only British monarch to address a joint session of Congress, Charles's mother, Queen Elizabeth II, 35 years ago.
The best progress is made when Europeans and Americans act in concert.
It is an era that is in many ways more volatile and more dangerous than the world to which my late mother spoke.
But even if in a soothing baritone, King Charles did not avoid drawing British distinction in his British way with the Trump administration.
We must also reflect on our shared responsibility to safeguard nature. That same unyielding resolve is needed for the defense of Ukraine and her most courageous people. We answer the call together, as our people have done so for more than a century, shoulder to shoulder.
But today, that implicit criticism did not dampen the president's riding royal coattails, the White House posting this photo with the caption, "Two Kings."